Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us live now on 1010 Winds, Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer. First question, 12 minutes ago, officially a curfew was in effect in New York City. What can you tell us about what is happening now?
Well, I believe that people are aware of it to a certain extent, but I can say that there are still people roaming around. I can see it on the television. I'm not there. And I know today I was in the meatpacking district, and there was plywood up on the stores, and there were workmen and plywood being put in on almost every storefront in the meatpacking district. So it's not a great night for New York.
What can you tell us about the looting in your borough, Manhattan?
Well, it's very unfortunate. It is concentrated on Lower Manhattan because I was at Harlem and Washington Heights and Inwood at marches and vigils all weekend, no problems whatsoever. But I don't know what the relationship is between Brooklyn and Manhattan. Obviously, we're very connected, but there seems to be in Lower Brooklyn and Lower Manhattan, downtown Brooklyn and Manhattan, there seem to be a group of individuals who insisted on breaking windows after marching with all of us peacefully during the day. And then what happens is the looters come in, and that's what's happening right now. Even Macy's got hit tonight.
Just going to say, several people arrested for smashing windows, apparently, and taking things, looting Macy's at Herald Square. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel very sad. We are in the middle of a coronavirus. People have been home. People have not been working. People are frightened about just their own health care. And on top of this, they're seeing, people who are breaking the law, while at the same time, people are very upset about the killing of what happened in Minneapolis and other killings that have taken place. Thousands of people are peacefully marching in support of better relationships between the police and the community. So it's a small group of people, but they're very, very problematic. And, of course, after breaking the window, we saw tonight that a car pulled up after looters were there, loaded in goods from the store. That has nothing to do with marching peacefully to fight for better community police relations. That's not what we're talking about when we see the looting.
Tomorrow night, the curfew begins at 8 p.m. instead of 11 p.m. like it was tonight. Do you think 11 p.m. was a good time, or should it have been earlier?
I think earlier would have been better, but since we haven't, it's, 2020 hindsight, we haven't had a curfew, I think, since the 1940s. So, we're not familiar with curfews. We know nothing about them. So we'll have to see if the 8 o'clock works better, or if, as I heard tonight, some people are saying we're going to go home. Let's hope that others go home at the same time. But it's very unfortunate. Not only do you have broken glass and you have looting, but you have plywood everywhere.